It's Friday, November 4th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Productivity drops the furthest since the 1940s, and the White House holds the second summit on ransomware. This is the Business of Tech. New data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that productivity plunged during the first half of 2022, down by the sharpest rate since the 1940s, quoting the Washington Post. The productivity plunge is perplexing because productivity took off to levels not seen in decades when the coronavirus forced an overnight switch to remote work, leading some economists to suggest that the pandemic might spark longer-term growth. It also raises new questions about the shift to hybrid schedules and remote work, as employees have made the case that flexibility helped them work more efficiently. And it comes at a time when quiet quitting, doing only what's expected and no more, is resonating, especially with younger workers. Productivity is strong in manufacturing, but it's down elsewhere in the private sector, according to Diego Coman, professor of economics at Dartmouth College. He noted that productivity is particularly tricky to gauge for knowledge workers whose contributions aren't as easy to measure. And here's an essential item from the story. Economists aren't sure why of the drop. Now, I want to throw in another data point from a survey by Digital.com. 75% of workers say they want to stay home with their pets instead of going into the office. Why do we care? Bosses everywhere should be thinking about the state of play in their organizations. First, assuming constantly rising productivity will just happen is losing control over your business. Growth is intentional, is what we're told over and over again. An increase in productivity needs to be intentional, too. I'm convinced the lesson is that underlying cultural shifts are causing this change. Humans, as whole people, are making different choices post-pandemic. This is common after a collective trauma. A more straightforward example might be war. Regardless of your opinion of bringing your whole self to work, managers should consider that factors outside the scope of just work often impact employee behavior. That's why that data point about pets stands out. When considering people as humans, employees making decisions about their priorities include more than just their priorities at work. My colleagues and I discuss this on the upcoming episode of Killing It, too, if you want to talk more about theories. Plus, this weekend's bonus episode talks with an owner who is very intentional about culture in his IT services business. More than three dozen governments met at the White House this week to talk about fighting ransomware. It's the second of these annual meetings and the first time in person. And companies joined this time too, including CrowdStrike and Microsoft. Quote, "We commit to work together to prioritize disruption targets to leverage the breadth of authorities and tools available to pursue hard and complex targets more effectively. We intend to increase the number and impact of our disruption actions so that ransomware actors are stopped in their tracks," members of the Counter-Ransomware Initiative said in a joint statement after the conclusion of their two-day conference hosted by the Biden administration. The group is, quote, "committed not only to protecting ourselves and each other from ransomware, but also to helping other countries protect and disrupt so that ransomware is unable to gain traction worldwide, vowing to offer technical and threat information and protection as broadly as possible." Members also promised to, quote, "work together to increase political costs on countries that harbor and enable ransomware actors," a reference to countries like Russia. And the group agreed to stand up a voluntary international counter-ransomware task force to serve as a base for coordinated disruption and threat sharing. Why do we care? There's a growing list of organizations that IT companies will need to be tracking. In the US, it's NIST and CISA, the UK, the National Cybersecurity Center, or the Australian Cybersecurity Center in Australia. There's the European Union Agency for Cybersecurity. Here, spend a lot less time on vendors about cybersecurity and more on agencies. Frankly, it's hard enough keeping up with all of this, and investments in deliberately tracking these agencies, their policies, and their recommendations will go a long way. I continue to be hopeful that these government moves will show continued results, but it may get worse before it gets better. Know about Nodeware? Nodeware is an in-demand and real-time cybersecurity solution that helps businesses reduce their risk of ransomware or other cyber attacks, all with breakthrough simplicity and affordability. With truly continuous vulnerability scanning, even during normal business hours, you'll get real-time alerts of network access and newfound risks, with easy and insightful reports to take action on and report to your customers. Want to learn more? Visit nodeware.com/partners to find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Candy Day, but it's also National Day of Community Service. So do something for the neighborhood. There'll be a bonus episode this week and then special coverage next week. More details on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.